Who's like a YouTuber or content creator that is not relevant anymore, but you kind of miss?
Oh, fuck.
Like, you're like, damn, I kind of wish, like...
I mean, they're still in the space. To me, it's PewDiePie.
Whoa. Controversial. I mean, he done some crazy stuff, but he was entertaining. Like,
I mean, yeah, and then, like...
I have one. She was controversial
too. Old iDubbbz, fucking racist as fuck. But like, he did it because he wanted to,
like,
spark.
Super. He's like grown.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy.
But the thing is, I don't think he was like, his mindset has always been very similar. But it's just, he was okay with doing like the what is it? Clip farming. Like, he did it on purpose. You know, not because he was a like racist essentially, but he did racist ass shit to do it. Who else?
Mine is her husband still is streams. He streams.
Oh, the two Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna Marbles.
Yeah.
Like, she did some controversial stuff, but I think she was like just so innovative every one of her videos.
Yeah.
Jenna Marbles.
I mean, for me it was like the original PewDiePie, cuz like When I first was introduced to PewDiePie, he was doing the Happy Friends, I think was the game. Yeah. And that was just, it was just fun all around, you know? Obviously, times changed. He went a different route. He started doing like horror reaction to games and then more from there. But like that original PewDiePie is who I would want back, you know? Just being casual.
And now he's just enjoying his life in Japan.
Hell yeah.
As he should.
Maybe I should do that. I should just stream Happy Friends because this game is still alive. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always my co-host.
Chinga la migra.
Daniel. So that was a hint of what this episode might involve. But for now, two main topics. There is the showcases. There is Xbox and PlayStation. And then we have news on Zelda, the movie. For now, I wrote down the best games I thought they were. And then I don't know if you wanted me to start with Xbox or with PlayStation. Does it matter? I'll start with Xbox then.
Okay.
Xbox only has a few games. So there was a game called Clockwork Revolutions.
Okay.
So this is an FPS RPG where you are a machine that's kind of like made out of cogs, and it starts out with like they show how you can change your character, like the look of your character, and then it turns into how modified you can make your gun. It's like super like you can modify it a lot, and then from there it turned into there is time related stuff, like you can change history to change the future. And once time was related, I became interested. So it seems like a really cool game. I'm interested. Pick it up. I didn't look at what the dates were for releases on any of these games, so I'm not too sure. There was another one called Chronos. That was really cool. There was one called let me see, the name is Aphelion, which is a rescue game, or well, not a rescue game, but like someone goes to another planet to try to rescue someone, and it ends with like, I think the guy they're trying to rescue sees something horrific, and it ends there. So I'm really curious if there's going to be like a crazy middle part or ending to that game. And then there was, I believe it was a Korean game called Mudong or Mudang, and that looks like a kind of like Splinter Cell type action. Really cool, really good graphics. I'm interested. So that was it for my Xbox games. Do you have anything? And I realized we didn't talk about our week, but
it's okay. This will be it.
All right.
Grounded 2.
Okay.
Which kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There was the first one. I was always interested in playing it. But get me to get Xbox Game Pass? No. But it looks cool. The sequel looks cool. The other one, didn't they show... Oh, this is not for me, but this is for like the hardcore Persona fans. Persona 4.
Yeah,
the remake.
The remake. Is
not for me. Even though I like Persona 3. Super Meat Boy 3D.
Oh, yeah.
For the hardcore.
I know. So I played like the 2D one.
Yeah.
That was difficult.
Yeah.
I never really tried to like invest my time in it. Maybe like 3D. That would add more to it, dude. Because now it's 3D. Now it's, you know, left, right, up, down, forward, backwards.
Even though I used to be hardcore into it, Gears of War, just I'm no longer. It's old to me now.
But you can still go back.
No, it's old to me. they showcased Ninja Gaiden 4.
They did.
Little bit of interest. We'll see.
You gotta have more. Gotta have more.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4. I was a big fan of 3, so I wonder what they're gonna introduce.
And then they showcased different skins. Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles and Doom, was it? Doom guy?
I think so.
I think it was
in the OG one. Darth Maul was in it. Wolverine was in it. And damn, who else was there? Was someone else?
That's funny. I don't remember that. But
and the last one, I guess. I mean, it's weird. The Xbox showcase is weird, man. Like, because they totally dropping the ball.
They ended it really, really bad.
Yes.
Black Ops
7.
7 or whatever it was. It was
like, damn, there was a 6?
They dropped the ball on that, dude. Like, the game is good. The game makes some money, but like,
it's not exclusive.
Yeah, it's not a game to like end it on. Like, have that in the middle somewhere. Give us something else. Like,
you got to start off with the...
You could have ended it with Ninja Gaiden, dude. Would have been better.
Start off with the bang, and you got to start off with the bang.
Yeah.
But another one shout out is Outer Worlds 2. Even though I never played the first one.
They did like a long thing after their showcase, and they were talking about how customizable the character is when it comes to like stats and everything, and then how many options they give you, cuz you can like make your character smart, but it would stop you from being able to make certain choices, or you can make your character really dumb and it'll be to the point where like you want to get something from the vending machine. You're dumb enough to be like, oh, let me just punch it. Let me just headbutt this machine and it might work, which I thought was really funny.
But it might trip in, but didn't they do the Game Freak announcement on the Xbox or no? Was that?
I think they did. That was the Pokemon type game.
Well, it's like a Monster Hunter now, but it's from the Pokemon guys.
Oh.
The guys making Pokemon, making this like realistic looking Monster Hunter looking thing. So I think it was in the Xbox. I don't know what the game's called. Shit.
You can look it up right now if you want.
But I want to also like, I think if I'm not mistaken, last year, Claire Obscura was on the Xbox showcase. And I remember seeing it and man, I was like thinking, it's very pretty, and I didn't think anything of it.
I know.
There's only two games that really surprised me like that, Helldivers 2. Those two games just blew me, though, because I saw it and it didn't impress me. The trailer didn't impress me, but man, the gameplay, I guess, just speaks volumes, dude. But overall, Xbox Showcase, they haven't convinced me yet. Their job is to convince me.
But yeah, Expedition 33, I feel like the gameplay is good, but the story is really, really good.
So I don't know where it was showcased, but the game is called Beasts of Reincarnation.
Beasts of Reincarnation. I think I saw that one, yeah. I don't remember where I saw it, but I only saw Xbox and PlayStation. I want to say it was Xbox that I did see it in. But now we'll move on to PlayStation. And I'll start with the ones I know a lot of are gonna overlap with you, but Romeo is a Dead Man. I saw that the game was really like was announced, but I didn't see the actual trailer to the thing. So I saw it today while I was working out. I saw like the PlayStation side. I love the concept that the guy like is having dinner, goes outside, dies, and then like they revive him using something and he turns into essentially.
What's crazy is like when I was watching it, I was like, dude, this is a Suda 51 game.
Yeah.
Like I automatically said
immediately.
It has a tone in the weirdness. And when you see the gameplay, I was like, oh, is this Suda 51? And like people didn't realize that. Like, I was like, what the?
It looks like his other games, pretty much. And then they announced Final Fantasy Tactics. And then it has the original game, and then the remake/remastered, which has the voiceovers and a completely revamped graphics on it. So I'm excited. I'm going to 100% pick that up.
Yes.
They had Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, which is what, 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, it's nothing that crazy. It's just a, I mean, it's cool, but...
It's nothing but like, I could play all of those games again on a modern console rather than like, you know, going back. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater.
Yes.
It, like, they did a lot of... They added a lot of stuff to this game.
Mm-hmm.
They added a lot, so it seems really cool, really interesting. I put down another game called Tides of Tomorrow. So this looked like it was a first-person action game, action adventure, I would say. But it had a cool concept. They would show like images of other players, and you can follow those ghost-like players. So essentially you're copying what they're doing in their game, or you can choose a different path. Like they kind of show you like, oh, this guy went this way. Do you want to go that way, or do you want to like do a different path? So that's an interesting topic or concept. I want to see it explored more. So I think I'll wait until I see more gameplay before I make my decision. But that one seemed interesting. The next one really surprised me. 007 First Light. That
I'm whatever.
It looks cool, man. It looks cool. It reminded me of kind of like a better version of Uncharted.
I forgot who's making that game?
Interactive? IO? The people that made Hitman?
Oh, okay. It might be okay. It might be all right.
And then they're collaborating with Hitman, so they're going to bring in there's a mission where you have to kill someone that you kill in Hitman, essentially. And then Ghost of Yotei.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which that one's cool. I did. You know what? I just made the connection when I saw it today. This is like within the same universe of Ghost of
Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Yep.
That was. I was.
It's a sequel.
Yeah. But that's funny. Like, I didn't make the connection until I literally saw Ghost and I was like, oh, shit. And then Marvel.
Cosmic. Oh, no. Oh, you're talking...
Token?
Okay, you're talking about the fighting game.
Yeah, which I'm going to get.
Which is crazy.
I'm going to get. Arc Systems makes really cool stuff.
You know, I'm always... You know how I say, like, you know, fuck fighting games? Because they're going to do that thing where they don't sell all the characters, but it's licensed, so I have to get it. I mean, I don't have to get it right away, but...
But you're referring to physical copy.
Yeah, yeah. Because... Marvel's Capcom's, you can't find it.
Like, but all the DLC characters, though.
Yeah.
You can get them, but, you know, eventually in the future, you probably won't have them once, like, the game goes offline and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play what's on the disc itself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting game.
I don't like the Guilty Gear
system, like the whole
I don't like it, but I'm still gonna
like the graphics on this one. I like how they designed...
Let me say Guilty Gear, the fucking
graphics
are hand-drawn animations, 2D cell shaded.
And I love the design that they came up with. Iron Man,
that's
the first one that
I just don't like the gameplay physics.
But still excited. And then
that's the game you're gonna go pro, like, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try until the Riot one comes out.
I just hope you fight low tier god.
But they talked about this game for a bit, and I didn't know that the 4v4. They said that it gives them a lot of different options, and so they're excited for players to see. So I'm excited to see what type of options they came up with that. But that was my last one on PlayStation.
Piggyback on Marvel, there was another Marvel, like, I think it's a DLC, Beat 'em Up, Cosmic Invasion.
Oh,
Marvel,
yeah.
Cosmic Invasion. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Mecha Break, which is like a fast-paced, like...
What's funny is I feel like that game has been released.
July 2nd.
I think I have
July 2nd.
The game on Steam.
July 2nd.
We'll have to verify this. I wanted to check on Steam because I'm pretty sure I have that game. Actually, I can check on my phone.
July 2nd.
I don't know if it was like a, what is it called? Like a beta that I paid to get into. But I saw the game, immediately bought it, and I have never played it.
And then they showed Pragmata, which is could be Mega Man.
I feel like it is. It has to be a futuristic, like in a world that like that Mega Man had lived or is living in.
And the biggest game you didn't mention. My biggest game that they showcased, Resident Evil 9.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not my thing. It's not my thing.
I mean, Resident Evil, I'm not like a hardcore Resident Evil person, but it's weird. It's weird with them. Like they make a good game, and then they kind of fall off.
Yeah,
make a good game, then kind of fall off. But I'm not saying 8 was bad, but I had no interest in playing 8. But 7 was fucking great. So like, and this one is number 9. Damn, I think 10. Fuck, damn, it's fucking. I mean, the lore, the story is kind of whatever, but I don't know. Bring back the scares, man.
Yeah. I think they also announced DLC for Village, maybe, or they showed something for Village, but I wasn't paying attention because, again, I kind of don't have interest in those games. It's not because I just never got into them. Like, I played Resident Evil 2 religiously, and then from there, I just never played the other games.
Ark Raiders got a release date.
Okay.
That,
which is
October something?
Okay, October.
But, man, rest in peace Marathon, dude. Marathon really, I mean, they got allegations with stolen art.
It could still make a comeback. I don't know. Like, as of now, I would say it's a dead game, but it could make a comeback. I don't know.
Yeah.
They can go silent and then, you know, be like, hey, we're out now. Or they could, you know, apologize, redo the thing. I'm assuming that's an increase, push the game back, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, two games coming up. I mean, we went to the Death Stranding 2 event.
Yeah.
And I was kind of disappointed with it. You know what, dude? Like, because with Kojima, it's always like, I don't know, he always brings something fresh.
Yeah.
And it didn't, like, what he showcased at that Kojima Death Stranding 2 event, it wasn't fresh. Like, even so even that girl, Elle Fanning, that tomorrow and she's doing like her powers and stuff.
The Splatoon.
I just realized that's Metal Gear Solid 4 when we see Raiden and he's like doing cool shit. Yeah. I'm like, I've seen this before. Like, it's not fresh. The first time seeing it in Metal Gear Solid 4, it's like, whoa, what the fuck is this? But I've seen this before.
I don't know. I feel like he has something up his sleeve, but he doesn't want to showcase it yet. Of course. You know? Because I would assume it's considered a spoiler.
Man, I just remember seeing Death Stranding 1 the very first time. I'm just like blown away, dude. Like, that's fucking crazy. But then, you know, it looks cool. And then when you actually do it, it's nothing that crazy.
Yeah, like, exactly. But to me, the greatest thing that he showcased, and I don't feel like it's not new concept, but it is a fresh, like, take on the concept. And it's a fresh way of, like, integrating AI, which I got scared when the music producer talked about AI. I was like, oh no, oh no. But he's producing all the music and he's using AI to change his own music that he's creating depending on the character and the way they move. And then they showcase that by saying, like, if you stop moving, the music stops. If you keep moving, the music goes, but like it changes over time. And that's through AI. It's not just like them adding more to the music, you know, more instrumentals and stuff. And then it's like, if you go a different path, the music changes. It's still the same song, but now we're adding string instruments, you know, violins and stuff. So that was really cool. Watching the game live did make me want to pick it up But I haven't even beaten the first one. Because...
The first one hurts, man.
Because delivering is not my thing.
It hurts.
And he kept reiterating that, by the way. He's like, I just want to make sure people understand this is a delivery game. And it's like, oh, no.
I want to say, if you like to, like, explore and discover new areas, it's a slow game. And yeah. If you like to discover new areas, that's the game for you. If you don't like that, you will not enjoy this game.
I mean, you travel across what is it, the United States?
Yeah.
In the first one, you go from somewhere to...
It's super small.
To though. California?
It's like, not realistically.
I know, not to real life, but it's still really big in the game, though.
Yeah. It's like playing a survivor sim. I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's weird.
But that gameplay, I know we've done it before, where we see... a like city landscape and they're like, you can go anywhere you want, but the quality of the like the mountainous area that it started in, it mm-hmm. looked amazing, dude. It looked photorealistic.
I mean, I wasn't amazed by that, but you know why? Because it was like that in the trailer. Okay. So in the trailer I was like, oh, this is a gorgeous game. So when he showed it, I was like, I already seen this in the trailer. Like,
the thing is with the trailer, I never know if it's CGI trailer.
No, it even says in the trailer, it says this, like, is actual gameplay.
I still, like, even though it says that, I still don't trust it until I see it with my own eyes. And they loaded up the game and they played it and I saw it with my own eyes.
And like, I was like, holy shit. They showcased the boss fight versus their solid Snake character. Yeah. And I was like,
the boss fight was kind of lame.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, you hurt someone, they teleport. And I'm like, I've seen this before. Yeah. And Kojima boss fights have known to be like crazy, doing crazy shit. Like Psycho Mantis, you got to change your controller. The end, you could kill him by turning up the time. And, like, I was not amazed. Like, that's not Kojima quality boss fight.
But I'm also curious if they just dumbed it down specifically for the person that was playing it. Because he made a lot of mistakes. I mean, not to say I wouldn't make those mistakes because I haven't played the game. But he would stand in fire. He would just stand in the blasts, you know? And he wasn't dying very quickly. So I'm pretty sure he was like playing the story mode, like not hard mode or normal mode.
And so what's crazy is, like, it's really hard to die in that game. Like, I think I died twice, but one was like a mistake. And then two was I was playing in the hardest difficulty. It's very very hard to die on the hardest difficulty. But when you die, so I don't know if you know what happens when you die. When you die, you fucking make a nuke. You blow the fuck up.
And it
changes the fucking environment. There's a fucking crater.
But also, I think when anyone dies, right?
Well, kind of. Like, there's the bodies you have to dispose in a certain way. If you don't dispose it in a certain way, and that's your cargo. Yeah, that's true. And also the bad guys. If you do something crazy, like, yeah. Because I never killed anyone. I always took them down non-lethally in that game.
Interesting concept. I think he's going to do something crazy for the story-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know if gameplay-wise, but at least story-wise,
going to do something crazy. That first game was crazy, man. Like, what's crazy is, like, Troy Baker's character, like, I don't know if I ever saw him as, like, a bad guy.
Higgs.
Yeah. He always wanted pizza, so you always had to deliver pizza to him. Yeah, it was weird. Like,
but he is not the main bad guy, but he is like the focal point, right?
I don't know, man. Like, kinda, not really.
He in the first one, he's the guy with the golden mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think in this one he has a red mask. But he said when it comes to the Higgs character, you're gonna tear up. So you're probably gonna learn about
backstory about the pizza. Why he's ordering these pizzas.
Why he's ordering pizza. He just wants to talk to someone and it happens to be Sam.
Shit.
All right. So you had brought up Death Stranding 2. Anything else?
No, we went to IGN Live and...
Yeah.
Same old same.
We played the cat game.
Dude, that's...
Where we scratched the cat's butt. My video is like... Still blowing up?
It's still blowing up and people are like commenting... crazy stuff. And like, some people are like, dude, cats love this. What are you talking? Like, they're pissed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're thinking like bad ways. Like, no, it's not.
So just to explain what that game is, they give you like a, a big controller, which is literally a cat's butt, and each butt cheek is a side of the controller, and you're supposed to like rub it, tap it, hit it, whatever you need to, but there's a specific area where, and it, I guess it changes depending on the new game, where the cat, it's its favorite spot on the cat. When I was playing with Jing, he found that spot right away and he just kept tapping it. I couldn't find the spot, and when I found it, it was too late and he ended up beating me. But I guess people say that it could be a sexual thing when you pet like right behind the tail, like right near the tail area. But again, this is just a game that's fun. It's not meant to be anything more.
Then IGN,
the internet is always going to argue.
The giveaways is just, man.
It's so weird to me. It's kind of like a game. Like
I talked about it too. Like in IGN used to be like, I want to see, its reputation isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like people, I used to look at IGN and look at the scores of things.
Yeah.
I still do, but damn, man.
Yeah. When you go to the event, you're like, this isn't the IGN that I know.
Yeah.
They make it a spectacle. You know?
It's funny because now, like, I don't even like watch media like that, game media. I used to read Kotaku. Kotaku was the fucking place to go. Now it's just, I'll watch someone's opinion on TikTok.
Yeah.
Video games.
I mean, it's pretty much how I get my news now.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to bring up on this topic? Other games?
It was one of the weaker showcases,
mm-hmm.
but Resident Evil 9 was probably the highlight. It was the number one thing. But I kind of wish I didn't watch, damn, because there's shit going on right now, so I didn't really like look into stuff.
Right.
But I would kind of wish I watched the indie showcase thing. And fucking Madrea told me that there was the Midia Indie Exchange and I didn't fucking go to it. Like I went to it last year and
yeah.
It was cool. It was at the Grammy museum and damn, I didn't go. And I'm that's dumb of me because I should have known that it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But
next year.
Hey, but we're going to PAX, so PAX West, so we'll make up for it.
There you go.
I mean, but I'm all about, like, so, damn, I haven't been buying, like, consoles like that, but this is the year I'm finally going to get a PS5 because of two games, Death Stranding 2 and Metal Gear. Like, finally, PlayStation has convinced me to get a PS5. So, I'm getting one soon. But, see, I don't want to get it right away because I want to stream it. That's the main fucking thing. I want
to
stream
it. I mean, you have to set it up, though, because it's going to be an external card. Or not external, but... Can you still do it? I don't know if the capture card you have lets you connect an external device.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would get it, you know, a couple days early.
It's either, I'm either going to buy PS5 in those games or I'm not going to buy it and just wait. And eventually I will buy it and stream it.
Well, I mean, you weren't so impressed by Destiny 2, so I won't be yeah. surprised if you don't get it.
To be honest, dude, I'm going to say, the Metacritic for that, I'm going to say it's going to be an 83.
Yeah?
I think it's going to be 83.
It's going to be a 93. All right, so next topic is Hunter Schafer.
Hmm.
Do you want to?
So, it was just a rumor that Hunter Schafer is going to be casted as Princess Zelda, and the internet
went crazy.
Gamers, local gamers, can
you explain to me why they would have gone crazy?
The reason why this is controversial is because Hunter Schafer is trans. She was born a male,
mm-hmm.
and people don't like that. And my take is, gamers can never be fucking happy because they casted Ellie. That actress, I don't know her name, Bella Ramsey. Her persona is Ellie. She doesn't look like Ellie, and people were pissed at because she doesn't look like Ellie,
right?
And she's in the show, but okay, I'll give you that. She doesn't look like her, so okay, you can be pissed. But Hunter Schafer looks like Zelda, and they're still pissed
because Schafer is originally a man.
Yeah, but she looks like Zelda. It's like, dude, you can't be happy one way or the other,
right? But yeah, if you look at Hunter Schafer, I would say that is Zelda, pretty much. Like, as close to the resemblance as you can get. And people are not happy.
Emily, I always put it like this. Okay, so if you don't want her to be Zelda because she was born a man, then cast her as Link.
Mm-hmm.
And people would still be pissed. People would be pissed off about that. It's like you can, I mean, if we're going by your rules, I'm going by your rules. Because both Zelda and Link have always been androgynous to me.
Yeah.
The Sheik, Zelda turns to Sheik. And you see Link dress up as a female in the games. It's just like, I don't know, man. Gamers are just.
Specifically Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. You know who would have made a perfect Link, though? Was, he's older, and I don't know if he can still be it, but he's the kid from Love Actually. He, I don't know, to me, he looks like an elf, dude. Like he looks like Zelda, dude.
I think
he's a little too old now.
From Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Legolas?
No, the main hobbit?
Oh.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
You just need the ears, and that's it. Yeah. Like, I mean, I haven't seen him recently. I don't know if he's aged beautifully or not. I would say if he still looks the way I imagine he looked like when he was younger, when he was the Hobbit, I think that image that I have in my head would be the perfect image.
I'm telling you right now, dude, like this is like so side topic, like, but the Stranger Things, like, you know how long Stranger Things has been ongoing?
Yeah.
Is the black kid's sister, she graduated college.
Damn.
She was like a little girl in Stranger Things. It's like, damn, that thing is, they're milking the shit out of that shit.
But it's like, I feel that happened with Harry Potter too. They casted a young actors, and then by the end of the movie, they were adults already.
Like I talked about, like, you know, Harry Potter, people were pissed. They casted Ron Weasley's mom.
Mm-hmm.
People were pissed because she's attractive.
Not supposed to be attractive.
Yeah, I think Ron Weasley's mom shouldn't be attractive. I mean, she could be, but I mean, either or, it doesn't matter. I don't know how they describe her in the books. I forgot. But people can never be, the fucking fans can never be happy.
What's funny is I feel like when it comes to movies, they normally get attractive actors because they feel like if the cast isn't generally attractive, people won't want to see it.
Yeah,
that's true. Which blows my mind because as long as you make the movie as good as, you know, whatever you're getting, like if it's a book, if it's a game that you're getting the material from, as long as it's similar to that, you should be fine. Do you want to talk about what's going on with the world? With what's going on with California?
We went on a rant before the podcast.
We did. I think we're going to get political right now. So,
yeah.
If you guys want to leave, we understand. But there is currently ICE raids happening, deportations,
fascism,
racism,
modern day Gestapo.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I don't know what our listeners' stances on all these things, but the thing is, we have to have some type of procedure, you know? You can't just pick someone off the street and send them somewhere. You're sending them to somewhere they're not originally from, if anything. You're not verifying whether they're here legally. Like, with a visa, if they have papers, because a lot of times people are in the process, and even then we see that they're getting deported while they're in the process. Like, they're here trying to be legal, and then you're deporting them anyways.
Yeah.
So this isn't a matter of like trying to get rid of criminals. So they're trying to just get rid of anyone that isn't to their liking, essentially.
Cop out is like not even a word that I can say. Like, it's like, Nazis did it. Like, you know, they had problems, so they just blame it on a fucking scapegoat.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're blaming something. Things are turning fascist. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's like, and it's like you said, like, you're going to toe the line. Like, you get away with this, they're going to push it with the next thing.
Yeah.
And the next thing. And then, and sooner or later, it's like that frog, like a frog, and he's on like boiling water. He's not going to know until it's too late.
Yeah.
And that's what it's, the water's lukewarm right now. And we're the frogs, and we're just letting it happen. And I feel like, we talked about it earlier, but man, especially if you're like Californian, dude, you need to like do something. Like, maybe you can't go to a protest. Maybe you can donate. I don't know, man. Like, or you can't just sit still.
That's just for, be active in social media and talking yes, about it. You know,
you can't sit still when
just spread the word
when this is happening.
Show that you're not happy about this.
And I hate to say it, I'm gonna say it. It's be controversial. For those who don't know, I'm Asian, and I feel like a lot of Asians just they don't like to stir up the pot, I guess, yeah, is what I want to say. And no, that ain't right. Like, we need to do something, but everyone needs to do something.
I feel like it's, yeah, like that thing where I'm not Mexican, so it doesn't affect me, but then at some point it's going to be like they're coming after me, and now there's no one else to defend me. And yeah, it's a scary thought. So
it's like people don't realize it. Like even me, like I'm one war away from being just discriminated. Like, if, say we went to war with North Korea.
Yeah.
It could happen anytime. It could happen tomorrow. And that it could just totally change my outlook. I think we need to like, stand up. That boggles my mind, especially if you're Californian, because Hispanic culture is super rooted in California. But I like Governor Newsom. He's a pretty gangster, man.
Yeah.
Come on, tough guy. Motherfucker. He's like, did he almost cuss? He almost called him a fucker, yeah, or something.
What's funny, too, is like one of the like arguments that I feel Republicans use is that the Democrats don't worship the people that they vote for. But it's like, we're not trying to find a king or the perfect leader. We're trying to find someone that is going to be on our side. And just because they are, we're not going to worship them. We're still going to have issues with them. Like, we don't 100% agree with like all the things Gavin Newsom wants.
Yeah.
But overall, he's trying to protect everyone. So that's better than what Trump is trying to do, where he's trying to just boot everyone out. Everyone that isn't, you know, doesn't agree with him, essentially. This is not something we agree with. We're not happy. And we feel like we have to talk about it.
It's so crazy. With the sheer amount of history that we've had, things are cyclical, man.
Yeah.
It's so fucking crazy. I mean, that's why Attack on Titan was created, right? Fuck.
It's not like every few years, but it ends up happening again, so I mean, once we get through this, whatever this is, I feel like it'll come back again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at this point, dude, just let the robots take over, AI. they're going to be bad that the Waymos got killed.
Like, you know, the stories of, like, AI figuring out, like, the only way to, like, protect the humans is to just kill them all because they're a detriment to themselves. I feel like that's fact right there at this point.
I feel like, dude, if you're the content creators are silent, like, you guys got, to be honest, I don't know if I should say this. No, okay, so at the Death Stranding 2 event, I kind of wish Kojima would have made some comment about it.
Yeah.
And I know he needs to sell a game, and his PR person is probably like, don't talk about what's going
on. Yeah.
But Kojima is Kojima. He does social commentary. And I was kind of disappointed they didn't talk about it.
Dua Lipa talked about it. And then she was at protests. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think we probably plan on going on one to one.
Yeah. Peaceful protests.
Peaceful.
Like, I mean, I know like the media likes to spin things and like, oh, it's become violent. It's just like, it's like a isolated incident that gets twisted like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like it's everywhere, but it's literally just those incidents specifically.
I don't understand how heartless people can be. Like, that just boggles my mind. Is like tearing families apart. I don't know. I don't understand, man.
Yeah.
This, you're brainwashed. They're, it's crazy. They're brainwashed.
I don't know if they're just following rules or if they're okay to do these things.
I mean, they just announced, I think, curfews.
Oh, yeah.
In LA.
I think it's 7 or 8 o'clock or something. So you're past curfew right now.
In LA. I'm not in LA. But still, it's just like, that's something fascist governments do.
Yeah. It's everything is done to control. That's it.
I don't know, man. This democracy experiment don't look so good, man.
It really
doesn't. I just, you know, look at what South Korea did, and I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, just this guy declared martial law. They're like, fuck you. Protest. South Korea has crazy-ass protests. Like, I remember when I visited there, dude, I wasn't... They were always having protests, and I'm just like... And I feel like America wouldn't... If he declared martial law, I'm afraid... Americans wouldn't, they'll protest, but I feel like it wouldn't be enough to kick them out. And to me, like, declaring martial law is like the ultimate form of like fascism. I don't know, man. I don't know what this guy can, he can do anything and just get away with it, man.
I mean, at this point, I feel like he lies all the time. And then when we like try to say he's lying, he's just like, I never said that. And if I said that, I didn't mean it. And if I meant it, I didn't. You guys took it the wrong way.
And that's the worst fear is when his time's up. It's only been, 5 months? His time's up. He's like, no, I'm not stepping down.
I know. That's the biggest fear I have.
That is the ultimate. That's when everyone needs to fucking just stop everything. Yeah. And Summer Games Fest, E3. I was not into it.
Because of what's happening.
Yeah. All this crazy shit.
All right, guys. If you guys stayed till the end, thank you so much for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.